qualified charitable deductions for IRAs are a recently added twist to the charitable contribution process. Here's how they work. The first simple requirement is you must actually have reached age 70 and a half in the year that you're doing your QCD. The second requirement is that it needs to be done with an IRA or a Roth IRA or an inactive SEP or simple IRA. A couple of things to be aware of. You can do up to $100,000 per year per person, not per account. If you're married, both spouses could do up to $100,000 in a given year if both or each have attained age 70 and a half. Make sure that you take your QCDs as the first dollars out of your account, meaning that don't wait until December after you've taken your RMD because that will defeat the purpose. Whatever comes out of the account first is going to be an RMD unless it's going straight to a qualified charity. Let's talk about those a little bit. Basically, you can do a QCD to any 501c3 type charity, but you cannot do it to a donor-advised fund or a private foundation. So make sure you're thinking in terms of the American Red Cross, the local animal shelter, your church, any of those things will work, but a donor-advised fund or private foundation will not. A couple things to be aware of. You do not get a tax deduction for the qualified charitable deduction, but it is rather excluded from your income, and that lowers your adjusted gross income for the year, which has some benefits. First one is, it allows you to obviously help your favorite charity or charities. It lowers your taxable income, and there are a number of things that are tied into that taxable income, which includes Medicare premiums. So the more income you have, you could be subject to IRMA, and therefore pay higher Medicare premiums for a year or two. QCDs can help with that. The key point to remember is that the first dollars out need to be QCDs, so your gifting actually should be in the month of January or February. And if your QCD completely meets your RMD requirement once you reach age 72, then you're done. You're good. If you still have a little bit of RMD required, you can take that later in the year. And then finally, the question is, how do you report a QCD? Your custodian, Fidelity, TD Ameritrade, for example, will issue you a Form 1099-R, but there is no code, letter, or number that they can put on the 1099-R to tell the IRS this was a QCD. So the way to report that is on line 4A, of your federal 1040, you put down the total distribution taken in the calendar year. On 4B, you put in the amount that was not a QCD, and then there obviously is a difference, and just next to line 4B, you write QCD, and that'll happen. If all else fails, remember to tell your CPA you did QCDs, and then he or she will be able to ask you the questions about how much and when to make sure that you got it right. This is a beneficial way to help your favorite charity and help yourself by doing the QCD.